بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتي بشراب فشرب منه، وعن يمينه غلام وعن يساره الأشياخ، فقال للغلام: أتأذن لي أن أعطي هؤلاء؟ فقال الغلام: لا والله يا رسول الله، لا أوثر بنصيبي منك أحدا. فتله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في يده، متفق عليه. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بين أيوب عليه السلام يغتسل عريانا، فخر عليه جراد من ذهب، فجعل أيوب يحثي في ثوبه، فناداه ربه عز وجل: يا أيوب، ألم أكن أغنيتك عما ترى؟ قال: بلى وعزتك، ولكن لا غنى بي عن بركتك. رواه البخاري. This chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah introduced the chapter which deals with competing with one another, at-tanafus, trying to outdo one another. However, as we mentioned yesterday, the spirit of competition, trying to outdo one another, is a natural inherent trait which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in most human beings. However, Shariat and Islam encourages us to develop that trait, but the focus of it should be akhirat, not the dunya. Fi umuril akhirah. Compete with one another in the affairs of akhirat. Wal istikthar mimma yutabarraku bihi. And the desire to increase, to get more and more of those things by which we can get barakah and blessings. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, since this is a brief chapter, he brings just one verse of the Quran from Surah Mutaffifin, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. It is for this that the competitor should compete. Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion was brought with something to drink. Whether it was water, whether it was milk, is not mentioned in the riwayat, but nevertheless, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sipped a little bit from it. He was not alone, he was in company. Sa'd bin Sa'd describes, he says, on the right hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a youngster, and on the left hand side, al-ashyakh, elderly people. Normally this word sheikh in Arabic is used, ulama explained, fawq al-khamseen, for people that are over 50 years of age. However, it is not specific to that. In this context, it would mean ashyakh is used in the sense compared to who was on the right hand side. Those on the left were much more senior and much more elderly. They could have been 40, 45 also. But for argument's sake, we'll say they were over 50 years of age. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to the youngster. فَقَالَ لِلْغُلَامِ. And he said to him, would you allow me to give or to offer this drink of mine to these senior people first, over yourself? So this youngster replied, I take an oath of Allah, on Allah, O Nabi of Allah, I will never ever give preference to anyone else over myself when it comes to a share from you. So acceding to the request of this youngster, Sa'd bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala, narrator of the hadith, says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poured the drink, or he offered the drink to the youngster first. There are certain lessons that we learn from this incident. Some are general lessons and some are pertinent to the chapter in which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, the heading under which he has brought this particular incident. If you look at other riwayat, we find that the name of the youngster mentioned in this incident is Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he was from the Ahl-Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Abbas is known as Bahrul Ulum, as an ocean of knowledge. He had ajib istidad capabilities. In fact, it is mentioned in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, amongst his special advisors, there were many, many senior sahaba, but he included this youngster, was relatively young when compared in age to the other advisors. He included Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum amongst them as an indication of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's acknowledgement of the supreme intelligence and intellect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma with. Now we find that it is sunnah that whenever you do anything good, anything positive, anything which there is benefit, that you give preference to the right hand side first. When you're doing anything, also do it with the right hand if it is something good. Istinja is something that is normally associated with impurity, so there you use your left hand. However, anything else that you're doing, you do it with the right hand. Normally the toilet is somewhere, it's not something that we look at positively. So you enter the toilet with the left leg, you leave with the right leg first. Other things which are positive, you do, when entering the masjid, you enter with the right foot. These are normal sunnah practices. When in company, Ulama Ikram mentioned that if you have something, when you are in company, if you are offered something, for you to drink it yourself or to utilize it yourself is perfectly permissible. It was offered to you, it's yours. But it is mustahab that when you are in company that you share. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever was brought to him, he shared it. Interestingly, we find that normally it was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would offer others first. Then he himself would partake of whatever he had. However, more often than not, this is when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was the one who was offering it. If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had brought milk or water or whatever it was, and he was offering it to his guests, it was his Mubarak practice that he would offer them first, then he would partake. And we find that this is the etiquette when you are the host. However, in this riwayat it is clearly mentioned, utiya bi sharab. This was offered to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like the others, he was also a recipient of whatever was brought. In that instance, for you to take a little bit first is mustahab. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself took a little bit first. He drank a little bit. By drinking, what has happened now, whatever he is going to offer, technically is his leftover. So there is barakah in it. There is unique special blessings. This is the leftover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when you are offering it to others, it is mustahab that you start with the right hand side. That is the etiquette of the majlis. However, in this instance we find that on the right hand side was a youngster, a young man. On the left hand side are senior elderly people. From this we learn that it is still preferable to give preference to those on the right over the left, even though they be young in age, even though those on the left are senior, elderly, maybe more pious, holding greater status and position. Regardless, the etiquette of the majlis is to give preference to those on the right over those on the left when offering something. In keeping with that, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from this we see the extreme sense of justice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His desire from his actions was clear. He wanted to give preference to the senior over the youngsters. But the etiquette of the majlis was that the youngster had the right first. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requests the permission of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. First he asks him, do you give me permission to let me start on the left rather than on the right? Who was on the left? According to another riwayat, we find that it was Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was regarded as very senior, as one of the leaders amongst the Sahaba-i-Kiram. In the narration of Tirmizi Sharif, it is mentioned, the narrator there is Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu himself. He says, فَقَالَ لِي أَشُّرْبَ لَكْ. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed me, and he said, أَشُّرْبَ لَكْ. The right of drinking first is yours. فَإِنْ شِئْتَ أَثَرْتُ بِهَا خَالِدًا. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ibn Abbas, if you give me permission, فَإِنْ شِئْتَ, if you allow, I can give preference to Khalid over you. Now if you see the previous chapter, was Ithar, a hadith which dealt with giving preference to others over oneself. So technically, logically, what should Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu have done? On the one hand, it is clear, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to give Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu first. So, technically he should have acceded to the request of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to his desire. Secondly, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, we are encouraged, you desire something, give preference to your brother over yourself. So technically, if he desired this drink, he should have given preference to Khalid radiallahu ta'ala over himself, in keeping with the other ahadith that exhort us towards ithar. But Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, as we mentioned, was not an ordinary person. He was a person with great sound intelligence, extreme intelligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. Now look at see the choice of words in this particular riwayat. He says, Wallahi, I take an oath on Allah. Ya Rasulullah, Wallahi. In other words, he takes qasam. La uthiru binasibi minka ahad. Why am I not allowing you? I know in my heart that you want to give Khalid first. You want to give the elderly first. You got nothing against me. I know in my heart. And I know that I should be giving preference. But here, it is not a desire for this drink, Ya Rasulullah. Nasibi. My share of your leftover. Ya Rasulullah. He brings the word Ya Rasulullah. In other words, the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then nasibi. In other words, all these words and him taking qasam and oath indicates the basis for not giving preference to Khalid. Because this is not something normal. This is your tabarruk. This is your barakah. This is your blessings. And this is something that should